as well.
You can turn it up a little bit, just a teeny bit. Yeah, that's fine.
Hey, test mic.
Rolling?
Okay, I'm recording whenever you're ready.
Let's do it, man.
This week on the Sessions at Midori House, we're going super stripped back for a solo trumpet performance from Japanese musician Takoya Kuroda. The jazz trumpeter burst onto the scene as a solo artist after playing for soul singer Jose James, who consequently produced his debut album. Kuroda has just released a second album, brilliantly called Zigzagger, from which he'll be playing from today.
Little Words.
Takoya Kuroda, welcome to the Sessions at Midori House.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for that wonderful masterclass in how to do a solo trumpet session. Oh,
thank you. Thank you for having me.
I wanted to start by asking you about when did you first pick up a trumpet?
I remember that I was 12. I have a brother, older brother, that 5 years older than me. And he was older to play in the trombone, the school that I was going to. So this is the first influence. I actually didn't want to play.
No?
I wanted to play a soccer, basketball, something, you know, more like a popular thing in the school, you know?
Something a bit cooler.
Or yeah, cooler, you know, cooler, people think it's cool. And plus, my brother's really, he's big and he's, you know, always scaring me. So I didn't want to go to where he is. But his friend found me, me walking around the school trying to find my club, like a sport club or something. They just grabbed my neck. Hey, find you, Tucker, you gotta come to to the band, to where my brother is. And then they kind of forced me to play a trumpet. That's actually how I started.
So then what made you fall in love with it? Because so many people who are sort of forced into playing an instrument when they're a kid then tend to reject it because it's something they didn't want to do.
I think, but as you know, the trumpet, it's just making a sound is really difficult, especially first day or first couple months. And somehow, within 30 minutes, I could play the like nice note. Like I could have held the one note. I could hold the one note. So when that sound came up through my horn, I was like, wow, this is fun. Because, you know, when you see something difficult and then you were able to do something, you feel like you start finding the joy and then you start liking more and more. That's how I got into playing trumpet.
Love at first note.
Yeah, exactly. Since then, I just keep playing. I'm going to play a song from my new album, Zigzagger, named Do They Know.
What sort of music scene was it when you were growing up in Japan? What were you listening to?
Before I pick up trumpet, I was listening more like just regular Japanese pop, call it J-pop, you know, or like a...
We know it well here at Monaco.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You know, anime songs and, you know, cartoon songs, all kind of stuff. But since I started playing the trumpet in the school band, I started listening to the repertoire that they play, like Count Basie, Glenn Miller, and... Duke Ellington.
All the standards.
Yes. So I just got into it so much. I go to Tower Records. You know, it's crazy that Japan still has Tower Records exist, you know. And I just go there, buy like a bunch of CDs. That's my teenage, what I did all high school, junior high school, college. Yeah.
So then what made you move to New York in the end?
I went to Boston first when I was 20, using my summer break, summer holiday. I joined a 5 weeks program at Berklee Music College. And that was my first education of jazz and trumpet. And really, I was impressed. Like, wow, so much things I didn't even know. And so much things that I knew it. But it wasn't clear in my head. There's a whole system and theory when you improvise over the certain changes and blah, blah, blah. And I was so amazed, like, wow, there's so much room for me to improve still, to learn, you know, by learning, like, education of music. And that made me decide go to New York.
And since moving to New York, you've been working a lot with Jose James.
Yeah.
How did you two meet, and how you've been quite a big influence on each other's music? I know that he produced your last record.
Right.
Has he had much to do with your new record?
Not directly, but the concept he gave me for the Rising Sun last album, I'm totally using that. And then, you know, we always talk on the phone, text each other, you know, how you doing, what you're working on and stuff. So yeah, he's definitely a big influence still on the new album.
And the new album's called Zigzagger. Mm-hmm. It's a great name.
Thank you.
Where did it come from?
I'm so bad at naming, even the song and stuff. Like, I'm really bad. That's like a nightmare for me because I write music first most of the time. And then I just like write all the names that come to my brain. And then just this word zigzag came to me. And reason why zigzag it came to me is after the Blue Note, it's actually... took 2 years, 2.5 years to that Zigzagger. And for me, I could go through a lot of, you know, go around, wait, do a detour. Certain time I didn't have gigs, and, you know, I went through a lot of stuff between those time. So the life is always, you know, zigzag, you know, and I'm a zigzagger too, you know. I'm not like really like a, you know, straight guy, you know. I'm a, you know, make it funky, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's like, I'll make a music nice and groovy and funky. I'm not just a good boy or something, you know. That I kind of want to express, you know. So that's a zigzagger. It's tough to explain, but, you know.
And, you, I mean, obviously, your principal instrument is the trumpet. Do all your songs begin on the trumpet, or do you write on another instrument?
Mostly from a keyboard.
Okay.
Yeah, only a few songs I write from a trumpet. I'm trying to... I want to be more free on the melody, because if I play a trumpet, it's kind of limited range-wise, or, you know, so I want to challenge myself, write that melody by keyboard, and try to see if I can nail that on the trumpet. Sometimes fail it. So.
You can't fail in jazz, that's the best thing.
Not that. All the time.
I was going to ask you, actually, obviously in the past couple of years, we've seen people like Kamasi Washington mm-hmm. doing extremely well on mm-hmm. his saxophone. Mm-hmm. Do you think it's a really good time to be a jazz musician at the moment? Do you think there's been a bit of a renaissance in the love for the jazz musician?
I think so. It is. It's tough too, but because of those guys like Robert Glasper and Jose James. Not only that, I think to me, the real pioneers are Roy Hargrove 10 years ago, 15 years ago, the RH Factor thing just opened up so much doors for a jazz musician, saying like, you can do funk, you can do hip-hop, it's okay to do soul. You know, it's like millions of possibilities now for a jazz musician. So to be able to do that, yes, this is really, really, I'm lucky to just live in this generation. And it's good for jazz too, I think. And last one, it's from my favorite artist, Roy Ayers. This song is called Green and Gold.
Listening to the sessions at Midori House, and this week's guest was Takoya Kuroda. His new album Zigzagger is out now, released by the Concord Music Group. Takoya is playing European dates, including the London Jazz Festival this month, and will hit Japan in December. This show was produced by me, Holly Fisher, and mixed by Alex Funnell. Join us again at the same time next week when Australian folk singer Julia Jacklin will be performing, and if you haven't checked out her brand new album, then I suggest you do so now, because it's a good one. But for the time being, thanks very much for tuning in.
Thank you.